Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Birth Worker Podcast. This is episode 130. And today we are talking about starting a business with a newborn or building your business with small kids at home. So whether you are just thinking about getting into doula work, but maybe you're pregnant, or maybe you're already a doula and you're about to have another baby, or even you're trying to grow your doula business and you have a bunch of toddlers running around, this episode is going to be for you. So what I did today is I took three questions that were submitted for the podcast. And honestly, these are questions that I get all of the time. And they all have to do with running a business when you have your own babies. And this is just a topic that is so important because if you don't know already, I started my doula business right before I conceived my daughter. And then I had to navigate having her and having a newborn as I was trying to start my business. And it was interesting, but I will say that when she was a year and a half, that's when my partner was able to retire. And so really that first year and a half of her life was when my business was able to completely take off. And so if you're sitting here like, well, I can't start a business because I'm pregnant or because I have kids or because I'm going to have kids soon, I want you to know that's not the case at all. And to be honest, if you do it well and if you do it right, you could have a successful business by the time that they are in preschool, kindergarten, let's say. And to be honest, that's what I think is like the best thing to do. That's my bias. Newborns and babies sleep so much more than toddlers. I believe they're so much easier than toddlers. That's my bias. And so my whole thought is, can you build your business while your newborn is sleeping next to you and maybe optimize your business to be sustainable so you can continue to make money while staying home with your newborn and continue to have this business? That's the best time to do it, when your baby's a newborn or when your baby's smaller. That way, when they're a toddler, when they're older, hopefully you can work less and still have that income and have a really systemized and optimized business so you're not working 40 hours per week anymore. So you can do the things like go to soccer practice and take them to dance and horse riding or whatever. And honestly, also be able to afford those things. So let's jump into the first question and we'll get really deep into all of this because I feel like I did this very recently. So the very first question is pretty broad. It's, how do I start a doula business with my little ones at home? I don't know what to do. So I have a couple tips here. And of course, this whole episode is really going to be a lot of around tips. So really what I want to say is that you need to have a flexible schedule. So if you're starting a business and you have your little ones, you know, at home, whether they're newborns, toddlers, whatever, you need to be flexible. Because if you are a hard ass or have a really tight schedule, I can guarantee you that is not going to happen and you're going to be stressed and you might even take it out on your kids or you might give up at work. And that's not what I want. So I want you to be so extremely flexible. I want you to plan your work around your family. I want your family to come first, your work to come second. And sometimes that even means that we need to set boundaries around work. So we need to maybe even create some designated workspaces and set those clear boundaries where during meals, my phone is not near me. My computer is not near me. I am 100% momming. But then also set those boundaries those other ways where when your newborn is sleeping, you are not cleaning the house, you are not doing anything else, you are working on your business. Now, that is just a random example. That's not necessarily how I would do it or how I did do it, but whatever it is for you, you need to set boundaries around when you are going to work. Okay, so be flexible and set boundaries. Now, also, I'll probably say this 10 times during this episode, but it's okay to ask for help also. So whether that's asking for help with childcare, you know, getting a part-time nanny or doing some like childcare swapping with like another doula where that doula takes your kids for one day and you take her kids for one day just so you can like work on your business, that would be phenomenal. But also, are you in a place where you're able to hire someone to come do your dishes a couple days per week, right? Or hire someone to come mow your lawn so you don't have to and your partner doesn't have to, so he can watch the kids while you go record a podcast or write an email or something like that. So please don't be afraid to ask for help. That being said, I know that help is really something that is a privilege. I did not have help when I started. My partner, Barry, went back to work at 2 days postpartum full-time. So I did not have help. We had roommates because we could not even afford our mortgage. And those roommates did not make life easier. So I know that hiring help is a privilege. I know that at this point in my life, I could hire whoever I want to hire to help me because that's the business I've built. But I also know that when I was starting, that was absolutely impossible. So if you're not in a place where you can hire help, I love the idea of swapping. So a doula taking your kids for a couple days, you taking her kids for a couple days, just to find that time to focus on growing your business. Now, the next question is really along these same lines. It's Kylie, what are your top three tips for working from home? So this is regardless of kids, but to be honest, most of us do have kids. So what are my three tips for working from home with children? Number one is kind of has to do with boundaries, but it has to do with boundaries around your workspace. So my number one tip that I wish somebody told me was to have a designated workspace. Now, if you have a newborn, you're not going to be able to work in your office all of the time. You're going to probably have your laptop in bed while they're sleeping next to you. And that's okay. But I want your goal to be, your end goal to be, to have a designated workspace. Because if you're working on the couch and you're working at the dining table and you're working in the kitchen and you're working in your bed and you're working in your office and at the table and the desk and all of these different places, it's really hard to set those boundaries around when you're working and when you're not. And this is what happened to me. And I got to a place where I felt like I was working literally 24 hours per day because honestly, I would dream about work too. So we're talking literally 24 hours per day. I would wake up and open my phone and I would open Instagram and I would go to sleep looking at my phone and looking at Instagram and responding to messages. And that led to burnout, let me tell you. And so this is something that I've definitely done as I have evolved and learned more and just figured out how to actually like run a business and be a CEO is that I need to have designated workspaces. So 95% of the time now, if I'm working, I am upstairs in my office and typically, I'm not taking my computer downstairs to work. Now, I say 95% of the time because remember what I said earlier about being flexible? I'm flexible, baby. I am so flexible. So sometimes that means I don't want to work all day, but I got to send one quick email. So you know what? I'm taking my computer into my bed real quick late at night so I can send one email. That still happens. So don't ever try and get away from that completely or like don't make that something that you're so anal about because it's going to happen. You're going to have these gray lines. You're going to cross the line sometimes. And if you're so hard on yourself, it's not helpful. But if you go with the flow, if you're easy, if you're saying, I'm just going to be flexible, I'm going to have these boundaries, but I'm going to be flexible, that's the best way to do it. You know, it's kind of like with birth. Like if you're trying to plan a home birth, it's like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I want. This is what I've planned for. These are my boundaries. But you know what? I'm going to be flexible because I trust myself to make the right decision in the moment. That's what leads to good birth experiences rather than being like, this is the only way. And if it doesn't happen this way, then I'm a failure, right? It's the same with birth and business. Boundaries, yes. Flexible, also. Another tip that I have is, I talk about this a lot, is time management. If you are home, if you're working from home and you have kids, especially if you have a newborn, you need to get really good at time management. You need to get really good at schedules and to-do lists and structuring your day, which I know when I say that, 90% of you are like, oh no, like I hate to-do lists. I love just like logging in and doing what I feel like. And I know that so many people are like that because because I coach so many of you guys, and a majority of doulas are very much people persons, and they love going the flow. They love having conversations. They don't really love having that structure. They love being able to just kind of wake up and do what they want. But the thing is, if we do that, we end up working so much longer than we quote unquote need to work. Or if we do that, we focus on things that feel fun in the moment, but are not actually leading us where we want to go. And we're focusing on things that don't really move that needle forward. And so what you have to do if you are a doula with kids, or if you are pregnant, or if you're growing a doula business and you want to have kids, you need to get really good at putting together your to-do list, figuring out what are the real needle movers. Like, what are the things that really have to get done? And what are the things that I just kind of want to do because they're fun for me, right? So maybe, for instance, you want to like update your website because you like don't like your brand colors. I can tell you that that's probably not going to help you find more clients, when in reality, instead of spending 24 hours over the next 2 weeks like updating your website and your brand colors, what if you actually spent that exact amount of time making new connections, meeting new friends, networking, reaching out to other midwives, other doulas, meeting moms in your area, being on social media, being active, being in the DMs? That would like literally find you clients. And so when we're moms and when we don't have a lot of time, we need to be able to see where to focus our time to actually get us the results. Because if you first focus your time on the thing that's going to get you the results, aka you spend the 24 hours doing that networking, finding those clients, before you know it, you're going to have enough money to then go hire that website designer to go do that website rebranding for you. So I'm all about like working really smart and not necessarily like working harder. My goal for me, and honestly, my goal for you too, is to work less. I want us all to work less. I want us all to go have fun, to go play, to go spend time with our kids, to go work out, to go travel. That's what I want for me, and that's what I want for you. And so I don't want you wasting your time on things that are not actually moving the needle. And to be honest, that's like my favorite part of coaching. We have over 350 people in our community right now, like current students of ours. My favorite part is helping them ignore the stuff that's not actually helping and focus on what's actually going to get them the results. It's huge. Okay, another tip that I have, I want you to focus on planning breaks into your schedule so you can take breaks regularly, like throughout the day. And the reason I want you to do that is because you're going to avoid burnout if you do that, or you're going to better avoid burnout if you do that. If you are a new mom with a newborn and you are trying to fit work into every single tiny little crevice that you can find, then zoom out and ask yourself, where's the me time? Where's the you time? Where are you going to rest? Where are you going to read a book? Where are you going to watch a show? Where are you going to move your body? When are you going to shower? You're not, if you're completely focused on working during every single tiny little break that you have. So really what I want you to do, this kind of goes back to time management, is I want you to have like time blocks in your schedule where it's like, okay, if your baby's napping from 12 to 3, at any point from 12 to 3, if your baby is napping, you're not working. That's when you're watching a show or scrolling on your phone or taking a shower or like whatever, reading a book, whatever you want to do. But if your baby's napping anywhere between 9 a.m. and noon, or between 3 and 6, those are the times that you're working, right? So yes, I want you to like balance your babies with your work, but also I don't want it to just be babies and work. I want it to be babies and work and life and play and partnership and rest and all of those things. So build a designated workspace and have that be your goal, to get to a place where you're only working there, though being flexible, knowing that you're not going to always. Nail that time management, so to-do lists, schedules, figure out what's actually going to move the needle, and then schedule those breaks into your schedule, because I don't want every little non-newborn time to be work. That would not be fun for anyone. All right, the last question that I have is, Kylie, what do you do when you find yourself procrastinating? Which strategies do you follow to help keep yourself productive and motivated? And the reason that I wanted to do this in this podcast episode too is because I feel like when you have a newborn or a baby, it's really easy to procrastinate on work things. Really, really easy. And to be honest, it's also really easy to then also procrastinate on home things like cleaning up the house or taking a shower or like giving yourself self-care. So when I feel like I'm procrastinating, typically it's because the task that I'm supposed to do feels really big or feels too big. And it's overwhelming. I'm anxious. I'm making it bigger than like it really is in my head. I'm like making it be this like horrible thing. And so really what I do when I'm procrastinating is I break it down into a lot smaller tasks. So if I'm procrastinating on like self-care, let's say, instead of trying to like find an hour to do all of the things, I'll like break it down and I'll just brush my teeth right now. Right. And then maybe in an hour, that's when I'll wash my face. And then maybe tonight, that's when I'll shower. Right. So I'm breaking it down into smaller tasks. And you could do the same with business too. So if I'm procrastinating on updating my website is like a 24-hour thing over several weeks, right? What I would do is I would break that down into smaller tasks. So number one would be like updating the copy for the pages. And number two would be like updating the graphics for the pages. Number three would be like putting it all together. Number four would be like editing the mobile version, right? So how can you break down this big thing into smaller tasks and then tackle those smaller tasks? Now, also, I really do think it helps to set deadlines for those smaller tasks. Deadlines for a big thing are hard. They're pressure, right? Setting a deadline of like, I am going to read this entire book by Friday. That feels like a lot of pressure. But if you said, I am going to read 10 pages every day, and that's my like deadline, right? 10 pages every day. That feels a lot smaller and a lot more manageable. And it's like the same thing, like you're still probably going to finish the book by Friday, right? It's just that you procrastinate less because you're not standing at the bottom of Mount Everest looking up thinking like, holy shit, how am I going to climb this entire freaking mountain? No, like you're looking at your feet and you're like, I'm just going to take one step and then the next and then the next and then the next and then the next. Now, something else that you can do if you're feeling like you're procrastinating, or honestly, if you feel like you're struggling at any of this, if you're trying to balance motherhood and birth work and all of the things, is find yourself an accountability partner. What we do inside the Birth Worker Community Membership is we encourage everyone to join an accountability pod. And what that is essentially is it's like 3 to 5 other people who have the same dedication and maybe the same time as you to give to their business. And what I want you do, or what we encourage our members to do, is to meet with those people every single week, week after week. You choose a day, you choose a time, you meet for 1 hour on Zoom every single week, week after week. And this is a peer thing. So there's no coaches there like coaching you, which is great. We do a ton of coaching inside of our community. But there's something also really special about just spending time with your peers and having that accountability. And so what we encourage our members to do, all of our students to do, is to join this accountability pod and every week share your goals, share what you're working on, share maybe the setbacks that you've had, and then just listen to the other people, maybe get feedback, maybe give feedback. And really having that accountability is really going to help you do all of the things that you want to do, whether that's work more or work less or set better boundaries, right? Or say yes to more things or say no to more things, whatever it is, it looks different for everyone. But when you have that accountability pod that you're meeting every week, it's not even that they're holding you accountable, but you're holding yourself accountable to meeting with them, right? If I told everyone in the world that I'm going to launch this thing next week, that's like pressure. Right? I want to stay true to my word. So I want to launch that thing next week. And it's not even that everyone's holding me accountable to it. It's the fact that I've put it into the universe makes me hold myself accountable. So it's this like radical responsibility with this like self-accountability, but we do it in peer groups. So that's one of the reasons I love the Birth Worker Community Membership. If you've been thinking about joining, you can find the link in the show notes. If you need a little bit more support, you can jump into any of our core programs. So we have a doula training program, a childbirth educator training program, and a business coaching program. And if you jump into any of those three, which you can find on our website, you actually get 12 months inside of our birth worker community membership completely for free, which is well over $1,000 value completely for free. Inside of our community, we do weekly coaching live multiple times per week. You get business coaching and mindset self-coaching and doula coaching, and there's an amazing community. You get audits on your website and your freebies and everything you're working on. It's really, I have to say, there's nothing like it. It is like probably the coolest thing that exists when it comes to birth work and business in the entire world. And I would actually go as far to say, like, it is the coolest community just because it's so successful and big and helpful. And the students in the community in there are really the coolest people that I've ever met in my life. So if you're looking for a little bit more support or that accountability, click the link in the show notes, check out the Birth Worker Community membership, or jump into any of our core programs. And I will see you in there. All right, everyone, I'll see you right back here next week if I don't see you inside of our community. I hope you have a wonderful week and weekend.